Good evening. We are going to wind you down for the day. So before we start, just reach up and take your arms overhead and just stretch your body out long. And then just settle in wherever you are. And let's just leave today as it was. And you can worry about tomorrow's worries tomorrow. Or as one of my favorite scriptures says, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. And just look back at today and know that you did your best. And anything that you need to think about tomorrow will be there on the other side of a good night's sleep, okay? And before we dive in, we're gonna get you in the parasympathetic, relaxed branch of your nervous system. Now, remember, we become what we practice, so this includes our state, and that's why we're going to shift into that state right now as the last thing we do before bed and set up this evening ritual. So if you're in bed, sitting in a chair, a couch, just find your breath. And every time you breathe in, I want you to picture your belly expanding like a big balloon and filling your belly up with air and filling up that balloon. Every time you breathe out, just picture all of that air releasing from that balloon and keep that going. So breathe it in, your belly expands. Breathe it out, your belly contracts. And we're going to add some evening elements to your sensory system because, again, your nervous system can't tell the difference between a real and an imagined experience. So every time you breathe in, I want you to picture a bright, sunshiny, yellow, lemony, fresh air. Every time you breathe out, picture breathing out black, thick, smoky air. Maybe you need to breathe out stress or darkness or anything that you want to get out. So every time you breathe in, it's this fresh, bright, yellow, sunshiny, lemony air. And every time you breathe out, it's black, thick, smoky air, breathing out stress, darkness, resistance. Okay, and let's slow it down. So breathe it in for four counts. It's bright, yellow, lemony, sunshiny, fresh air. And breathe it out for four counts. It's black, thick, smoky air, breathing out stress and darkness. So we're going to slow it down into a box breath. So you're going to breathe it in for four counts. It's a bright, sunshiny, yellow, lemony, fresh air. Hold it for four counts. Breathe it out for four counts. It's a black, thick, smoky air. Pip blowing out any darkness and holding it for four counts. So in four, hold four, out four, hold four. And just go ahead and take yourself through a few box breaths. Beautiful. So just finish the box that you're on and just bring it back to an even in breath and an even out breath. Breathe it in, breathe it out. And we're going to switch to your cranial nerve. So there's 12 in total covering your head, your neck, your hairline, jawline, all of it. So just get any tension out of those cranial nerves. So take your hands and scratch, massage, tap, touch, tickle, whatever feels good. Notice where you're holding tension and maybe just spend a little bit more time there. And then whenever you're ready, bring your arms down by your side. Beautiful. And we're going to do just a few isometric squeezes to just set you up for that relaxed state. So we're going to just kind of move around a little bit. So what I want you to do is I want you to start with your hands. Make a fist with your hands. Leave your thumbs outside the fist pack while you squeeze all the muscles in your face. So face and fists. Ready, go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and whoosh. Just imagine blood and oxygen going to your face and your fists as they relax. Next, we're gonna make a fist with your feet. So squeeze it in a fist for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release and whoosh. Imagine blood and oxygen moving to the feet. Beautiful. Go ahead and scrunch your shoulders up towards your ears. Let's get all that tension out of your traps. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Breathe it out. Breathe it back in. Amazing job. Coming up like you're coming up for a crunch, and stop when you feel the abdominal wall. Switch on. Ready and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Breathe it out. Breathe it back in. Amazing job. Move into your feet. You are going to extend from the ankles, lengthen from the ankles, push your toes away from your knees. Ready and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Breathe it out. Breathe it back in. Amazing job. Tuck your pelvis up and under and squeeze your glutes. Ready and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Breathe it out. Breathe it back in. Last but not least, you are going to squeeze every muscle in your body, hands, face, feet, fist, you name it. Ready and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Amazing job. Beautiful. And just come back to your breath. And remember, your nervous system is in a state regardless of whether you're aware of it or not. So influencing this little by little, moment by moment, night by night, will do all of the heavy lifting for you. So we are now going to brainwash your brain for self-endorsement and feeling proud of yourself. So if you actively do this and feel this every day, your brain will transform. Your brain will think more like it. This is the more challenging side of this for my clients, and that's why we tend to need more of it, okay? Again, we become what we practice. So let's start practicing a version of you that's recognizing what you are doing, who you are being, what is working, what you are proud of, okay? Starting with the past. Now, I just want you to quiet your mind and think about it, or you can write it down, but just think of 3 to 5 things from your past that you are proud of, okay? I'm proud I did that. I'm proud that I handled that like that. I'm proud of the resilience it took to get through that. I'm proud of what happened or how I showed up as a result of that. Even if something awesome, not awesome happened, you can be proud of how you responded because it made you who you are or forced you to become who you became. So just think of 3 to 5 things from your past that you are proud of right now. Now we're going to move to the present, okay? I just want you to think of 3 to 5 things that you have in your life right now, or that are happening, or that you're doing, or that you're who you're becoming, and just give thanks. Maybe it's to people, places, things that you're learning. What can you be proud of yourself for right now? Okay, I'm proud of myself for this. I'm proud of myself for that. I'm proud of how I handled that. Just take a moment and think of 3 to 5 things. I just want you to think of 3 to 5 things that you are excited to feel proud of in your future, or what you want to be proud of in advance. So whether that's tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, I'm proud of myself in advance for my food freedom. I'm proud of myself in advance for feeling more and more peace and acceptance of myself each day. I'm proud of myself in advance for who I'm becoming or who I need to become in order to live as a healthy, happy version of myself. And so what are you creating? What are you stepping into? Be proud of her now. And maybe it's the same thing you were proud of in advance for yesterday, but you need to hear it again and you need to remember it again. So take a moment and think of 3 to 5 things I'm proud of myself in advance. beautiful job. And remember, these thoughts and this repetition of focus is happening either way. So we just want to influence this little by little, moment by moment, day by day. But also remember, where you are is not who you are, okay? Every single day is a chance to think differently and see differently. And every night is the chance to look back and be proud of where you've come from, but to also get excited about where you're going and who you're becoming. Because the old has gone and the new has come. So just stay radically committed to your healing journey and stay in communication with me as you're navigating. Like, don't try to figure it out all on your own. And stay resourceful and resilient emotionally, because you're gonna go up against some roadblocks and resistance and the challenges of daily life. So don't think you're doing it wrong if you're experiencing that, right? You don't have to like it again, but just accept it. And let's choose who you want to be every single day, one day at a time. And so I'll just leave you with this. Whatever did or didn't happen today, or whatever circumstances you faced, please, please, please remember, it's not your circumstances or the data that makes the biggest difference. It's who you become in the face of it and how you respond to those circumstances that makes the biggest difference. So just choose to accept the day that just happened as it is. Like, even the parts that you don't like or didn't like, just choose to accept them. Accept the data and just remind yourself that all you could do was all you could do. And you can worry about tomorrow's worries tomorrow and look back at today and know that you did your best, and anything you need to think about tomorrow will be there on the other side of a good night's sleep. So let's just take one last stretch overhead, one last deep breath in, one last deep breath out, and go find rest in a peaceful night's sleep. Good night.